You're listening to Beat 102, 103. This is Irish Beats, all about the homegrown tunes. We just heard the brand new one from Other Kin. It's called Tombstone, and there are more tunes due for 2019. And just there, we heard Down Day's brand new track from Roe, who won the Emerging Artist Award at the Northern Ireland Music Awards there last year. And last week, didn't she play Wembley Arena with the old Snow Patrols and Codaline? So she's doing very, very well indeed, and I love her music and hoping she has massive success this year. Right, Tadhg Williams of the Beat 102-103 Parish was at a shindig in Dublin this week, as he likes to do, rubbing shoulders with all the great and the good. And he caught up with Reggie Snow, whose album Dear Annie is shortlisted for this year's Choice Music Prize. Tadhg is a bit of a fan, and you can hear from his introduction that what I say is true.
Reggie Snow, it's a bit of an honour for me to even get to sit down with you. Dear Annie is an album that has gotten worldwide acclaim at this stage, and now of course it's nominated for the Choice Music Prize in Vicar Street next month. How does it feel for you just to get so much acclaim at home, never mind say abroad?
Yeah, thanks for that introduction, bro. It's not expected at all. It's kind of overwhelming to some degree, but it means the most when things like Choice and stuff come up, because it's Irish, and for me that's kind of where I'm trying to place myself, is just in the scene here and even just the music scene in general. So when those things happen, yeah, and even just the fact that I've been able to tour the album in America and Australia and Asia, it's testament that, you know, it was cool. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful for all this shit going on, man. So I'm just going to keep building off of that and just on to the next one.
For years, Irish hip-hop kind of had a bit of a stigma about it. But now it seems that there seems to be kind of an element of class with Irish hip-hop, and people are actually starting to notice it a bit more as kind of taking it more seriously as an art form. Do you think you're kind of one of the pioneers in that? Is there other guys coming through that are representing that as well, do you think?
Like, pioneer is a big word, isn't it? But I don't see myself as that. But I'm happy to be part of just people just trying to make things happen. And again, the music scene has always been that kind of, those elements of just people begrudging, you know what I mean? But that's just Irish culture, that's just how we are. So I think the fact that we're a certain way and people are trying to express themselves in a place like Ireland where it's, you know, it's great, but there's also, you know, it's also bad in so many other ways as well. So I think right now there's a lot of things to talk about going on in specifically Dublin, which a lot of musicians are highlighting in their music. So that's exactly what they do in America. They talk about social issues, political issues, and I think that's something that's kind of come to the forefront here, which is hip-hop, you know? And
yeah.
We have cool accents, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like people are embracing it more, so.
Have you heard Kojak's album?
Yeah. Listen to that. And that was just, even hearing that for the first time, let me know that this is what's happening now. Like, there's actually people that are in the same areas. Like, the fact that this one rings in and can make an album like that just lets you know that there's something in the air right now, so it's good.
And it's testament, I suppose, that the fact that two hip-hop albums are nominated for the Choice Prize as well, it just goes to show,
again.
You know, that there's something there. I want to talk to you a little bit about the album, about Dear Annie, because what I really loved about it was the production. Like, when I started listening to hip-hop, my assumptions of it was just hard, heavy beats and somebody kind of shouting lyrics over. Whereas, you know, Dear Annie is very smooth, it's very cool, it's very chill, it's quite jazzy, it's kind of a rock element in there as well at times. Yeah. Was production a huge part of this? Was it just as important as the lyrics for you?
Yeah, definitely. Because without the production, it's like, you're not going to want to listen to what the person's saying. I think, for me, production overrides lyrics just a little bit, because the words come from the beats. So yeah, I took my time with everything. I tried to make it like really eclectic, so you can kind of feel all my influences growing up here, which were just not hip-hop at all, like just hip-hop obviously, but then there's house music and, as you said, rock, jazz. I'm just trying to make that world all cohesive in some sense, so yeah.
I love the kind of international thing you had going on in the album as well. I know you mentioned like meeting a girl on the beach in LA. You know, the fact that you listen to your music in France, the fact you're from Ireland, was that like intentional, just to show that you're a bit of a glow popper?
Yeah. Letting people know that, like, respect it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but still being humble, trying to be humble. But yeah, just letting people know that, like, I'm really from here, and it's like I can do a tour in America. It's like I want people just to have that similar mindset where it's like, just go get that shit. Like, don't limit yourself to just venues here that are getting closed down. Think outside the box and shit, and that's actually happening now. Like, people like Kojak, Versatile are having shows in England, and hopefully America soon. I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm sure it already is happening. So, yeah, it's we're in a time now where if I can be part of that kind of group of just creatives and great, and we're all cool with each other, which is something you don't really see in a lot of other places, you know what I mean? So that's a great thing too. Nice. Respect.
Charlie Brown is actually a cover of Public Lewis' song. Like, what was the thinking behind that? Because like, that was like, when I first listened to the album, I got a bit of a shock when I heard that. I thought it was brilliant.
That's exactly what I wanted to do, shock people and be like, what the f-? But once I got the co-sign from the lead singer of the band, I just said, like, what a great way to add kind of some kind of poppy element, but the coolness of Republic of Lewis, it's not even pop really, it's just great music. And again, just putting light onto their music, because so much of the songs are kind of unearthed, you know what I mean? They're hits, like nearly all the songs are hits, and it's a shame whatever happened, I don't know, but it's great to see them back making music, I think, which is a great thing, I don't know. Yeah.
Reggie, thanks a million. Really appreciate it, man.
And thanks for your time, bro.
Best of luck with what's next in the horizon?
New music and everything, creativity. Probably like a movie, a short film.
Nice. Yeah. Best of luck with it all. Thanks a million.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah.
Love. Just let go of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow, 'cause tonight might be your last.